Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Ethan Neisler, who is with the Linden Leaders 4-H Club out of Osage County. How are you today, sir?
Pretty good.
I understand you've got yourself a new position with the 4-H as an ambassador.
Yes, I do.
How'd you manage that?
Well, they just started this program and I thought I'd give it a try. I was actually, this kind of takes place of the King and Queen, so I thought I'd try it and see how it would go.
And how do you like it so far?
That seems pretty good. I mean, same role as you would with the King and Queen, but I mean, I kind of already start to like it.
Okay. You said that it's like being the King and Queen. What's that mean?
So, like a King and Queen for your 4-H King and Queen is they hand out ribbons and stuff like that during the livestock shows. They help your 4-H agents out and whatever they need help with. Really talking to the 4-H'ers, kind of being involved with that. When you're a King and Queen, you kind of really want to be involved in 4-H and be active through it. I think that's mainly thing with that.
Now, the Osage City Fair is coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. So they're still going to have it. We got it'll start on Wednesday, July the 8th. We'll start here and get all your projects turned in, and then you'll have your at 1 o'clock you'll have your 4-H dog show and pet show, and then at 7 o'clock you'll have your 4-H sheep and goat show. And this is an all week deal, so it'll end on Saturday, and you'll have your livestock shows Thursday night's beef, and Friday morning is actually hogs. They just changed that.
I got one last question for you then. Say somebody was thinking about joining 4-H, what would you tell them as far as to encourage them to do so?
Well, I would really say that, I don't know how to say it, but it was really enjoyable. I love it. And I would really encourage someone to at least try it. You know, your first year and you're wanting to get into it and 4-H your upcoming year here, go to the fair. Walk around, check out your animals, check out people that maybe the group you're going to join or something, and check out what's going on. I mean, that's the best way to do it. And then get really active, I think, is the best part to do that. I mean, you don't have to be in beef and all the livestock projects to be a real 4-H'er. I mean, your projects, all the projects that you do, dog show and chicken and stuff like that. I mean, it doesn't matter what you are in 4-H. I mean, it's still a lot of fun, and I still think that's part of the 4-H program.
Well, Ethan, thank you very much for spending some time with us. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.